Welcome to Finneytown Local School District's official podcast, the only place to listen to the in-depth stories from our students, staff, and community members. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back, everyone, to the official podcast of the Finneytown Wildcats. We are joined today by four students from Mr. Tom Bidet's Advanced English 10 class here to talk about a cool project they've been working on, Creation of the Nation. And it's great to have four students again, MK.
I know. It's always nice when we get students. It's fun.
It's the best. First student joining us today is Ava Hutchins. Ava, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Great way to start the day with students. And to Ava's left, we have Ella Deitch. Ella, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. For sure. MK, how are you? I didn't ask.
Amazing as always.
The Mr. Mike Kennedy, always fresh and ready to go for the podcast. Carson Hoffman, how are you?
I'm good.
Good to hear. And Nolan Pomferrada. Nolan, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
So we like to hear.
All right, well, we're going to kick this off with the Finneytown Scoop. Take it away.
Here's the scoop. So tonight, Monday, October 17th, there is a Board of Education meeting in the Media Center that starts at 6:30 p.m. Come out and hear about the business happening behind the scenes with the Board of Education. Also, Wednesday, October 19th, Hannah Jones, her class, is having a public product in the Media Center. Talked about that on the most recent podcast with her students creating podcasts. And if you attend that event from 1:50 to 2:50 on Wednesday, October 19th, you'll be able to listen to our students' stories as they produce them through a podcast. On Thursday, October 20th, we'll have our second conference night. Those will be held both at the secondary campus and Finneytown Elementary. The conferences begin at 4 and end at 7:30. Be sure to schedule a conference with your child's teachers. Finally, Friday, October 28th, this will be cool. MK, I think this is one of the better events we have.
It is.
We have our kindergarten, first grade, and second grade fall costume parade at Finneytown Elementary. And so if you get a chance, come check that out. You'll see our young ones dressed up and probably pretty excited to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I kind of want to go back to second grade just so I can do that.
What would your costume be?
You know, I'd probably be Count Dracula. Just because I want those teeth in my mouth to look, you know, ferocious. That's what I'd be.
The Count.
Yeah, I'd be the Count.
Count Kennedy.
But I'd have to have, like, there's some things I'd have to go buy. Like, I don't have a cape. Believe it or not, I don't have a cape in my closet. Mm. But I need to go buy one of those. But yeah, I think I have fake teeth downstairs in the basement somewhere in storage.
I don't know if I believe you. I think you might have a cape. I'd go as Indiana Jones. I've always wanted to dress up as Indiana Jones, but haven't had the chance. Maybe I'll do that this Halloween. So that's the scoop.
What's up next? We got rapid fire. Here we go.
Rapid fire.
All right, guys, name a song that makes you happy.
Me first.
It doesn't matter. You jump in wherever you want.
Oh, okay. Oh, crap. Somebody do it first.
Happy and you know it.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Okay, there we go. I like that one.
I feel happy.
That makes me smile. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? You don't have to answer. Got a lot of shrugs.
Or Christmas songs, like any Christmas song.
Ella's just firing.
Yeah.
Ella's happy.
Anything by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, good one.
Isn't she love? Does that make you smile?
A good one, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I stopped real quick when I started singing. I got a little bit embarrassed there.
Sounded pretty good.
Yeah. Anybody else? Okay, next one. French toast or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Pancakes. 100% pancakes.
Pancakes.
Wow. Really? How about you?
My default's pancakes, but every time I order French toast, not if I make it, but if I order it at a restaurant, I do say to myself, wow, this is fantastic. I should get this more. But then the next time, I'm most likely going to get pancakes. I don't know why that is.
Do you guys like them with, like, blueberries in them or chocolate chips? You ever have chocolate chip pancakes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm allergic to blueberries.
Oh, so you got to go with chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Now, do you put syrup on or you guys just eat the pancakes? I ask because my kids are particular. Of course.
It depends.
Sometimes, like, butter is just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it already has something in it, like chocolate chips, I'm not going to put syrup on it. Yeah. And it's too sweet.
I get it.
I didn't know people did that. I thought syrup was a must with pancakes. People,
no.
Why? Syrup is a must with waffles.
Mm. Now that's absolutely true.
All right, last one. If you were lost and needed someone to help you find your way back, who from the Finneytown staff would you choose to help you and why?
Mr. Chambers.
Tell us more.
Because he would just be like making jokes about it, so you wouldn't really be worried about being lost. You'd be like, you would just be listening to him. And he's a science teacher, so he probably knows a bit of stuff. And he's a wrestling coach. So
if you have a bear encounter, he might wrestle the bear or something?
Something like that.
Okay, I'm going to ask him next time if he's ever wrestled a bear. That way we know.
That's a good pick.
I like it. Okay, how about you guys?
I would go with Backer because he would just be so funny the whole time.
He'd
probably
with
freak
you.
Out. I know. We would never find our way back, but at least it would be fine. That's all that matters.
Throw in some shade, but some good shade. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I would probably also go with Mr. Chambers because he loves the outdoors. So it would also be just easier for him to
I like help. That.
You're right, Nolan. He does have a lot of experience with camping and hiking. Carson?
I don't really know. I guess we'll go with Mr. Chambers as well.
It's a popular choice.
No doubt. I noticed nobody picked us.
You know, I would, I noticed that. Not really until you mention it. But you know who I would pick? I want to know who you'd pick. I'd pick Matt Brynas.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you
I was
why.
Thinking about that.
Tell us why.
Okay, because he's just like this scientific genius, right? He's just genius. And like, if I wanted to find a way back, he would figure it out. He would draw a map in the dirt based on where the sun is and figure out how to get us back. And then he would know what to eat. And how to take care of ourselves and how to filtrate the water and everything else. I would pick Matt Brynas.
He'd probably make you like answer some questions on the way
to. He would, and he'd probably make us work out or something, like through the trail or whatever, or meditate or something. I don't know.
Yeah, every time you pass a tree, what is that?
Right, he would. He'd be pulling leaves off and be like, what is this? Yeah. No, that's not right. This is, you know, he'd tell me all about it. I think that's what, and it'd be entertaining. I would never be bored, that's for sure.
He'd probably earn a lot of B-bills, too.
He'd probably have them in his back pocket,
yeah,
right?
He'd be handing them out.
He'd be like, I'd be like, wait a minute, we're lost.
Hey, that's a B-bill right there. I'm taking Dave Oliverio. The more I learn about our treasure here in the district, Dave Oliverio, he, one, has a lot of experience with the outdoors. Like, he was just telling me a story the other day about how he went rappelling from some 200-foot cliff. He does. He has a lot of stories that involve adventurous things outdoors. He's also hilarious. Like, the more I get to know Mr. Oliverio, the more I appreciate his sense of humor.
Well, we need to have men on the podcast, though.
We do. That would be a good one.
That would be fun.
He tells
we
some good
stories.
We
get him and his team. That'd be good.
Yeah, well, we should get it in there.
Yeah.
Well, did they survive?
They survived rapid fire. Thank you, guys.
Very.
That wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad at all. Nice job. Okay. Well, let's transition here to what's going on in Advanced English 10 with Mr. Bidet. You're working on a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell us what's been going on in that class with that project. What's the story?
We actually finished our project, and we presented it yesterday. And basically, we're just making, like, a country almost, a nation. Ava can tell you a little more.
So he gave us a rubric and everything that we needed to have. They're like basic components of a nation. So symbols, government, leaders, customs and like all that type of stuff. And then you could either put it on a document or on poster board. And we chose to do a doc. And we just presented that and, created a nation that kind of was, it just showed all of our personalities together.
And how many people were on your teams? Like, I know you guys were on different teams. Like, what part of, were you on I think I saw in a media center, it was like desert, and what were the other ones?
There was forest, which was our group, mountains, desert, grassland, coastal, island, tropical, tropical island, coastal, and did I miss wetlands, grasslands, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the rest of you guys jump in. What Tell me about customs, and you, what were the other elements of this project? It was customs is the one that stood out to me. What were some other things?
Custom, like hi, saying hello, yes, no. Just a dance. We did a dance.
A dance?
Yeah.
It's an amazing dance.
What is the dance for, though? Is it like just random, or is it just like...
I mean, how different cultures have different like aspects of their cultures. So, yeah, we like... Hi was like touching our forehead or touching our fingertips to our forehead. And then like...
Was that unique to your group then? Like, Carson, did you have a different greeting or whatever she's describing, or a different dance, or did you all have the same dances?
We all have the same...
We're all in the same group.
Oh, you're all in the same group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then this is perfect. So how did you work together to come up with this stuff?
We mostly were just like had conversations with, like, as a group, and we voted on stuff that we thought was... that we thought was a good idea for the whole nation.
Nice. So through conversation in class, you guys came up with these different things. And take us into that public product that you had. Did you guys go on Monday? Was it... Was it Monday, in the media center, right?
Yeah, Monday we were in
Tell us about that experience as a group. What was that like? Like, take us in a deep dive.
It was different because we don't normally do big projects like that in English. But, we decided what to do as a group. We texted each other in a group chat. We made all our decisions together and kind of compromised between what was what, and yeah.
And then when you guys were doing, I guess, was it called a simulation? I heard that word, or did I just make that up? Kind of like a simulation?
It's the simulation where you send representatives from each culture to go interact with the other groups in the culture they've created to, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. And when you guys did that, when you interacted with the other groups, what was that experience like?
It was kind of fun. There's two advanced classes. So there was like a sixth bell and a first bell. So the sixth bell came with us. So we were with like a bunch of people, and basically like one of us would just go and like talk to the other groups. And like, it was just really fun to learn all the other dances and like the creativity that like other people had.
Nice. Well, let's take a deep dive into this together. We actually got some sound clips that we recorded from the media center. Let's take a listen to these few sound clips, and then we're going to get your reactions.
What was the most difficult or frustrating thing about the cultural exchange?
Ignoring your dance.
Ignoring people. Okay?
Ignoring your dance.
Why was that frustrating or difficult?
Oh, because he wouldn't stop laughing. We're the person, so it kind of ruined the fact that he was being ignored.
And so you wanted to engage because of the laughter?
Yeah. So I was like, and it was like hard not to see because I didn't know who it was at first. So I was like, who is it? And he said, don't look at, like, turn your back.
It's hard not to look. Yeah. Anyone else? Frustrating? Challenging? Anything else?
Dude, listen.
Yeah, right.
Kind of what he said, but like the parallel to it. Being ignored, that was very hard.
Being ignored was very difficult. Okay. Have somebody turn their back on them. Okay.
Cold.
What most rewarding thing? Anyone? Find something rewarding about it?
I like learning the dances.
Learning the dances? Yeah. Your own, or like teaching your dances, or learning someone else's?
Like learning the other ones.
Okay. Anybody else a rewarding or something that was easy? What was the biggest challenge you faced in communicating? Cool.
I think the yes and no's. Because, like, some of it just had motions. And, like, even if you did have, like, a word or something, you just, like, didn't know if it was a yes or no. Like, unless they had to, like, show, like, a nod or something.
You so couldn't tell. You couldn't get absolute confirmation that your communication was good?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just a hunch. Okay. Let's see. We have a couple more minutes. Hey, can somebody identify a specific time you experienced something similar in your life?
There it is.
Okay. So what's your reaction to hearing that? What's your thoughts? Those questions you just heard him ask, what's your perspective on that?
Well, that yawn was really funny.
I agree.
Well, go ahead. Okay, well, it was, I don't know, that cultural exchange was really fun. We got the questions, and we had to reflect on them. And we kind of, my group, we kind of answered the questions all together rather than separately because we kind of had common feelings about it. Like Ella, when she had to get ignored, she was hurt, but we didn't want to ignore the person who came to our group when we felt really bad. So that was a common thing.
Well, let's pause right there. So Ella, you said, or Ava said that you felt hurt. Take us into that, like paint the picture for the audience of what that even looked like when you guys are going through that.
Well, in all honesty, I go over to the group and I like look down because he gave us like, what's it called? Like envelopes. And I accidentally like saw the card. I didn't mean to, but so I was like, oh, I'm getting ignored. But it was actually my brother's group. So I was just like running around in a circle trying to get them to look at me. And then I eventually like Malay, she's one of the students, and she was getting ignored too. So we just joined groups and we just like taught each other our customs. So we just made friends with the other groups.
There about, you go. You figured it out.
You did figure it out. How about you, Carson? What was your experience?
I mean, it was fun and all. It was very difficult with the yes and no's because it felt like even if you do say yes, you don't know, like, they don't know if you're saying yes or not. And then same thing with them. Like I went over to one group a bit before and I don't know what they were doing. I was just assuming that it was an approval and I walked off and just kept going.
Because there wasn't much communication.
Yeah, because you can't really talk. We're supposed to just use our customs.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So you can't verbalize anything?
No.
Yeah, there were different prompts, and one of them was to just use the words or signals that we came up with.
How did that feel when you try to communicate with no words?
Difficult.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I don't know. Did you say fail?
Yeah, we kind of talked a little bit.
Yeah, we were like whispering to the person, like, this is a yes.
We'd be like smile super hard when they said yes, like
yeah.
I can't imagine that. I mean, I would feel pressure honestly if I couldn't talk because you know people that know me, I don't like to talk at all. But I would be like kind of nervous if I had to just use you said gestures or whatever that you came up with, but no words.
I guess it would feel good though if you realized that somebody is understanding your communication. Like, oh, they got it. So that would True. That would be a good feeling.
Did you have that experience?
No.
So at any point, did anybody learn to dance that you showed them?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, so they did get the dance part.
The dance was really fun.
How about the greeting?
I mean, ours is pretty simple, so.
Yeah, we would, like, when someone would come up to us, like, we would do all their dances. Like, we would just try to do it. I don't know if we were supposed to, but our group, like, we just like to learn it because we thought it was interesting.
So you would remember everybody's dance, everybody's greeting?
Not everybody.
Not
but
everybody.
At least we just,
solid.
Like, did it with them to just try.
I see.
I had the opportunity to observe this project last year when Mr. Bidet did this with his classes last year, and it was neat to see just the level of engagement from all the kids and the way that they work together to develop these different customs, ways of speaking. It was cool, and to watch the interactions. It's a cool project.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump into the next audio clip.
Here we go, taking you back.
Can anybody identify an instance in modern life when people have difficulties communicating because of cultural differences? Anybody else want to share on that one?
Well,
definitely like Sophia and like I said, like with the languages and also like even disabilities. Like, if you're deaf, like, when you don't, if the other person doesn't know sign language.
Okay, so, like, specific disabilities that have to do with communication become huge barriers.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Looks like we have 1 minute left. Does anybody have any questions about the Creation of the Nation experience? DeMarco.
Oh, Ray had his hand up or something.
Oh, I had the hand up for the one that Ella
Go
answered.
For it. Yeah, let's end on that.
When, like, trying to communicate with someone who has a different custom with different mannerisms.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
Different customs.
There's that bell.
There's that bell. I wasn't sure if it was from the clip or from this room.
Yeah, it's from the clip. So, modern day, communication, that question, how would you answer it now after you had a day separated from the event? Are there challenges in modern day communication? I see some people shaking their head. Tell us more.
Okay, well, I definitely think that there is. There's always going to be a kind of misunderstanding of from different people, so we can never not count on that. So I think I still have the same answer from when I originally answered it.
Does anybody have an example? I can think of examples.
Like when you were confused?
Yeah.
When I was in Quebec, I had to order in French. Like, do you mean that example?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good example. Tell us more about that. Tell us that story.
I was just at some restaurant, and it was, like, mostly French. So I was just trying to, like, look up stuff because I had no idea what I was doing. I'd only taken French for, like, a couple months. And, yeah, I heard a lot of stories like that. Like, my friend Sophia, like, when she's in Colombia, she doesn't know that much Spanish compared to, like, her grandparents or something.
That is interesting. Anyone else?
I do. I went over to Spain and France back in 2010, I think it was. Yeah, 2010. And this, we went over there. I went with three of my friends. We had one iPhone. It was like one of the first iPhones to come out. And we had made no hotel reservations whatsoever. We were over there for 12 days. And we did rent a car. But then we just cruised around Spain and France. But like you were saying, ordering food in a foreign country was extremely difficult. Not only is their like cuisine different, but then when the menus are written in Spanish or French, and I don't understand either, you're really just kind of guessing. this word kind of sounds like cheeseburger. I think I swung and missed on the cheeseburger order, but and it was kind of just like, all right, whatever hits the table hits the table. But yeah, that was challenging and frustrating at times.
My grandparents speak Tagalog. It's their first language because they moved from the Philippines to America, and they still don't 100% are fluent in English. They understand it to a point, but like certain words, they still don't know. So they usually communicate in Tagalog to each other. So it's just like, just living in their house, you don't always know what they're saying because of them speaking a different language. And they also don't know what you're saying if you use certain words.
That's a good story. That kind of gets us to our closing question.
Yeah, I'm sure that experience that you have taught you a lot about communication and yourself. So the question to close us out is, what have you learned about yourselves through this experience in Mr. Bode's class?
Communication without language, understanding language, like each other's languages are really hard. It's pretty difficult when you're just using hand signals and just assuming what's right and what's wrong.
Well, that's interesting, assuming what's right and wrong. That's an interesting perspective.
Absolutely. That's where a lot goes wrong in communication.
That's right.
When we think we've communicated, but we really haven't.
Yes.
And we also learned that, like, through learning in groups, how well we work together with people who we, you know, have been in classes with forever. Because, I mean, we did, like I said, we did have a group chat and we did talk to each other, but there were a couple miscommunications and it was hard to come to a consensus with everybody.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one who struggles with that.
Right.
But that's real, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you work with a group.
Sometimes working with groups sucks.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's through that struggle, though, that you're able to have experiences. That's what I think is kind of cool about it. But you brought that out. Like, we sometimes think, you know, when you're an adult, you kind of learn, right? But you unlearn quite a bit. And you also have to practice those communication skills, those coordination skills. I think that's kind of cool to hear you go through that as a student, working collaboratively, having conversations, but experiencing those miscommunications. That's where we learn, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's only through those challenges where we get, where we grow.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear.
That is cool. Anyone else? All right. Well, listen, I'm excited for people to hear this one because I think this is kind of a cool project. And I appreciate you guys taking your time. I know we had to take you out of class to do this. So I know that was a real bummer for you, but I appreciate it. Mr. Munchmore, always a pleasure.
Always, Mike. Always. We're cruising here in season two.
We are. There's more to come.
Definitely more to come. And you know where the people can hear it?
Where?
They can hear this podcast and future podcasts and podcasts from the past.
And who should we tell about this?
Well, we should tell our friends. We should tell our family. We should tell people at the grocery store. We should tell people at the gas station. We should tell pets. We should tell anyone with ears that Finneytown has a story. And it's on Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. New episode drops each Monday. Check us out. And in the meantime, have a great week.